Incoming transmission.
KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco.
Are you ready?
Jumped out of bed.
Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Greg.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Greg.
Wake up
now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Greg.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Let's go.
99.7 now's Fernando and Greg.
This is KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. And it is a very, very wet morning yet again. Not only wet, though, windy. Be aware of that. You may blow away.
You might get blown away on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, to the beautiful ladies of the Bay Area. Happy Valentine's Day. Yes. Shan, was I the first one to give you a Valentine's
Day? Yes, you were, actually.
I beat Matt.
Well, I gave him something this morning.
Was I the first to give you something?
Yes, you brought me
orange. Yes, because I knew if you're not first, you're last.
Ah! You came through. Oh, my God. I think we started an Oreos epidemic, okay, because everybody in the Bay Area is talking to me about Oreos. You brought me 3 boxes of Oreos and my favorite, the Mega Stuffed ones.
I gave you the Mega Stuffed. I almost had a heart attack when I was buying those yesterday and I saw the calorie count on them.
Oh, my God.
It was unbelievable. You know those Mega Stuffs. 2 Mega Stuffs are 180 calories, but you know what? Enjoy them.
Thank you.
Take a bag of those on the plane to Cabo and gobble them up.
Yeah, you head away this weekend. You also got me the red velvet one, so they're red for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's why I got those. I couldn't find any specific Valentine's Day themed Oreos at my store, so I got you a red velvet.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
those
you.
That sounds so delicious
so
right
good.
Now.
I know. Do you want one?
No.
Are you eating that right
of
now?
Of course I want one, but I know. No.
Those are all for
you. You're going to have to hide those from Matt, though, when you get home.
I'm keeping them here so I don't have a fit when next time he hides them from me. So I'm hiding them from him this time.
There you go. Everybody, happy Valentine's Day. We hope you get everything you want. I didn't get what I wanted this morning when I turned the lights on. My electricity was out.
Oh, wow.
It is like, first of all, it's already hard enough to try to dress yourself at 4:30 in the morning. Then with no lights, I'm like, does
and
this
your
match?
Busted leg.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I think I look pretty good for dressing in the total dark, but couldn't make my coffee this morning. I couldn't.
Heat up your bidet.
I couldn't even heat up my toilet seat. My toilet seat was cold this morning.
Oh my God. This is tough. How are you going to make it?
Well, thank God I showered last night. If I waited and showered in the morning, showering in the dark would have been like spooky, like one of those movies where the killer comes in.
Yeah.
You don't have flashlights or candles?
Yeah, my phone.
Oh, that's it?
Right.
No,
that's
you got to go
walking around with my phone.
I'm
yeah, these days,
it's
all you got. I mean, we have a flashlight, but I have no idea where it is. I mean, you use it on your phone.
I meant to take my pain medication. God knows what I took this morning.
And we got a staff meeting today.
It's going to be a crazy Thursday.
You know, I went to get the Percocet. I got the Molly instead. Molly Percocet.
Oh, you keep them right next to each other?
Just kidding. That's a song. I don't.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even take that Percocet. I'm going to give it back. Can I get a refund?
You need to start a side hustle.
Go back to the pharmacy.
I'm going to ask him if I can have a refund because I didn't even take it.
Is it expensive?
I think it was $50 even with insurance.
Oh, get a refund, girl. No.
Yeah. Can I get a refund on something I didn't use from the pharmacy?
Do we have a pharmacist out there? Can you take back a prescription
medication? Oh, if it's open, they probably don't take it back.
I'm sure they wouldn't take it back, but I mean, I want my money back. I want my money back.
Get your money back.
Yeah, we need to.
All right, y'all. Everybody be careful out there. It is windy. The rain is bad, but the wind is worse, I think.
This is true. And if you've got dogs like I do, especially little ones, you know they're going to be pooping in the house today. Keep that in mind.
How come I still saw someone jogging in the rain?
Some people are crazy.
Like, take a break, sir, in your short shorts. Like, go home.
Hit the gym and do the treadmill. Much drier.
In your short shorts.
Some people are dedicated, Shan.
Rain or shine, they say, Shan. Rain or shine.
Oh, it's wet, people.
It's huge today because we're doubling the money when we pay your bills. Double the money. This is correct. And not only that, but we're paying your bills all day on the 20. So first name is coming up right at 6:20. If you're registered at 997now.com, then you could be hearing your name in just a few minutes.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up. So
Fernando and Greg, 997 now.
Meanwhile, it is Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year.
But what if you don't have a Valentine? What if you're single this year?
Turn up.
Yeah. Is it time?
What I'm going to do, I'm going to turn up in my bed. Watch Top Chef. Can't wait. See who gets eliminated. See if that girl from Kentucky who I can't stand gets eliminated.
Wait, you're not single, though.
But yeah, but my man is gone.
Oh, so you're sort of single-ish.
I'm going to be alone. That's my point. And I'm going to love it.
Is that gift from him right here?
No, that's from Fernando and Greg's superfan, Asia. She sent me that.
Aww, sweet, Asia.
Thank you, Asia. You're so sweet. She sent me See's Candy. She heard me talking about how no one from work even checked in on me.
Except other than Shan.
Let me finish my sentence.
Girl, don't forget.
Other than Shan, after my knee surgery, she's gone through similar procedures. She felt bad for me. And she sent me this big box of chocolates where I can continue to get fat.
There you go.
While I lay around and do no exercise.
Right. And watch Top Chef.
And watch Top Chef. Exactly.
So getting even hungrier.
So that's what I will be doing tonight on Valentine's Day. I will break this dark chocolate up. She even gave me dark chocolate. Ooh, all dark chocolate, which you know that's what I like. Yeah. Thank you, Asia. You're so sweet. But what are you doing if you don't have a Valentine's Day?
Riley, what's the plan if you're single?
Okay, so I recently just broke up with my long-term boyfriend. We were together for like 2.5 years.
Okay.
And so I'm going to get my hair done, nails done, makeup done, all the things done. And then I'm going to take like candid selfies and like photos so that I can post on social media and he's going to be hella jealous.
So this is the first Valentine's Day you're spending without him in a few years, but you're actually sort of spending it with him in a way.
I mean, yeah, in a way, and hopefully he calls me and wants to get back together.
Oh, girl, so you have a purpose.
Yeah, this is a ploy.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta make sure, like, after you, of course you're going to tag him, right, in these photos?
You can't be that thirsty.
No.
Fernando.
He's going to be creepy.
Why would you tag him?
Trust. When you just break up with someone,
Brandon doesn't understand social media.
People go to your page to stalk you. He's going to see it. People are going to forward that picture and DM
it. Yes, his friends will see it.
Yeah, and they're like,
sister.
Oh my God, damn, you're stupid. You broke up with her. Look how good she looks. Girl, I know. Exactly. I've done it.
Girl. Apparently, I'm not versed in this whole thing.
Riley, you might want to like take some pictures with another guy, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I got invited to a party, so if I can like make it there, but it's just going to be creepy, like being like, hey, will you get in this picture with me? But
no, it won't.
Don't you worry. I've spotted that.
Yeah, if there's a fine guy at this party, even if he got another girl there, you knock her out the way. You get a couple photos.
Yeah, you just take a picture. Yes.
Yeah, I'm
going
to get back together if it kills me.
Well, we hope you rekindle your love with this little boy.
Let me just tell you something. They always come back. You're good. They always come back. So post your cute pictures looking hella fine, and best believe he will be hitting you up in like 2.5 seconds.
Girl, you don't have a lot of time, but do a juice cleanse real quick.
Right?
Yeah.
Your skin looks hella good. And I lost like 4 pounds.
A little bar, a little juice cleanse, a little soul cycle. I'm on it.
Got it all.
There you go. There's
time. How to lose 10 pounds in 24 hours.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck to you, Riley. Let's hope you get that done.
Good luck to her in a lot of ways. I mean, she might get committed.
Girl, we all do it. It's so
but
funny,
she
though.
Was really going far.
I know.
Out.
She was actually admitting it. That's the
thing.
Yeah,
that is the thing. Uh-huh. Do it, but don't admit it on a radio show with hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Hailey, how's it going to go down for you today as a single?
Well, I'm basically having like a Galentine night with my girls. We're going to go out. We're going to get bottle service. Hey. And we're going to party.
Whoa.
Yes. Just dance until the sun comes up.
Hey.
you know tomorrow's Thursday, right? Yeah. It's not Friday.
It's Thirsty Thursdays.
I know, but girl, no. Are you off on Friday or what?
No, but I mean, you know, I feel like we've kind of mastered the hangover cure situation. So as long as you keep going, it doesn't hit you until you get home on Friday night.
You're obviously in your 20s.
Uh-huh. I was about to say.
There's no way you're in your 40s.
Uh-huh. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking forward to the day where I can't just kind of keep up going and keep my adrenaline moving until I get home.
Enjoy them while you got them. I think you're doing the right thing on Thursday night. Go crazy.
All right. Don't worry. We will. We'll party for all of you.
All right. Hit it up. Do it today. Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. It's already very happy Valentine's Day for Shan.
Shan, you just got a special delivery.
I did. I got a huge bouquet of flowers. I've never seen something so big in my life.
Wow. Wow.
You haven't been out with Greg.
I have.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much to my boyfriend, Matt. Oh, I'm like blushing so much.
Wow. That pales in comparison to Jeremy Sticks. He's like a banana. These are actually flowers.
Hey, listen.
It's impressive.
This is crazy.
11 years later, we're still together.
I could even steal a couple of these, and then you wouldn't even notice they were gone.
I
could give them, you know, I'd give them out to
people. This is a crazy bouquet.
Like, here, Onetta. Here, Francesca. Here.
Shan, how are you going to get these home?
I'm not giving them to girls, Shan. I don't give them to guys.
I don't know how I'm going to take
them
home.
You can't take them home. There's water in the vase.
Yeah.
No, just leave them here and let us all enjoy them. They're beautiful.
Okay. They're so
good job, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if you have a Valentine's Day shout out, someone you think is very special deserves a shout out on the radio. 888-456-9970. Let's get to the dirty.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Before you do that,
this is the beauty of the behind the scenes that you don't see. But let me just 5 seconds before Shan gets before the flowers are delivered and they walk in here, Shan's looking at her phone and says, "Oh, look, Matt's using our bidet." From that to this. She's like, "Oh, look, Matt's about to use our bidet for the first time." And then in walks these flowers. I'm like, wow.
We just installed it yesterday.
That's a transition.
I know, boy. Well, that's romance. No. Keep it up, Shan.
Thanks.
Okay, anyway, one of the interesting things coming out of Celebrity Big Brother is Lindsay Lohan's whole thing. Lindsay Lohan's mom's whole thing, Dina, telling her castmates that she has a boyfriend she's never met or even FaceTime with. And essentially, she's never seen this man, but she believes she is in love and despite that. So after offering to help Dina find this man and move this relationship forward, Neve Schulman from the show Catfish tweeted that he's found Dina's boyfriend.
Did she ask? I don't remember her asking.
Yeah. No, he offered him.
I know, but you know, you need my permission to go find that person.
Well, I don't know. I mean, once you're inside that Big Brother house, like, you have no connection at all. So I don't know how he would have gotten the information if he had found out about it like the rest of us.
He probably asked Lindsay Lohan.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure they all know, the entire family knows about it now. It's been going on for five years.
You tell a female their first and last name and where they work, it's a wrap. We will FBI, CIA That's your ass.
I have a female who does all that kind of stuff all the time.
Like, you don't even need to tell me their last name, just their first and last initial.
I know. My friend has a fake Twitter account, and she follows her exes, like, you know, just to see, and then she tells me what they're doing. And I'm like, why do you waste your time? She's like, it's interesting.
Yeah, she has, like, a burner account.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she has a burner account. She just, you know, follows. She's like, oh, my ex-husband. Then she's like, oh, my God, my ex-husband, he's a reporter. And she's like, oh, what a loser. He's working for Fox News now. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty loserish.
Right, yeah. There you go. Neve has also said this person's story is way bigger than he could have ever imagined. So he's brilliant at the tease. Apparently, maybe this is going to be on Catfish at some point when the new season begins. But, I mean, it's hard to believe that she's carried on this relationship for 5 years and has never met him. But she still says she feels like she knows him so well enough to develop feelings for him. But then when you think about it, Dina Lohan's, you know, ex, Michael Lohan, I mean, they were really tumultuous. They had some issues.
Well, that's why this person's probably telling her, schmoozing her up, telling her what she wants to hear. It's not hard to fall in love with someone that you don't really know, I feel like.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because he can only present the good side of him. Mm-hmm. That's when you haven't met, you only present the good side of you.
Maybe someone that she hasn't seen is just what she needs.
And they said that her man lives here in San Francisco.
Yeah, I know. I've invited him to come on the show. I wish he would.
Don't go on Catfish. Come on, Fernando and Greg.
Yeah, come. We'll give you a platform. We'll give you an hour.
Dina Lohan's mystery man, please.
Jazzy won't like that.
I don't care. Jazzy don't run this. I run this.
Like, who that? Why?
This is my department. Listen. He runs the music. If he wants me over there programming music, he can program the show. Otherwise, I don't think he likes my music programming.
All right.
We'll be having Carrie Underwood on here.
Oh, Lord. Here
we're going to have lots of Casey Musgraves.
Yeah.
You're going to hear all kinds of things. Okay, here's the thing. I will allow, this is a great bit, Shan. Talk to him today about it. I will allow Jazzy to pick all the topics and program the Fernando and Greg show for one day if he allows me one day to program the music. in exchange. Great bit.
Oh, my God. We should totally do that.
Yeah, but just from 6 until 10. I'll be the program and music director from 6 to 10. He can be the morning show boss.
And like, produce it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants on the morning show.
I wonder if he'll go for this.
Oh, my God. Let us know if Jazzy
should. That could be kind of fun.
Yo, you should propose
this
to
him. Yeah, we have the staff meeting today. Let's have a
call. This is a great idea. This is a great bit.
We did flush the format once before and...
No, I'll be very disciplined. You're gonna get really good music.
All right.
I don't know if you'll get really good direction on how to do a morning show, but you're gonna get really good music.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
NBA great Charles Barkley was on Jimmy Kimmel this week, and he was telling Jimmy that he was invited to hang with the New England Patriots the week of the Super Bowl, hung out at some of their practices, and he said on day one of practice, he made a major mistake. He fell in love with the man who leads the Patriots to all those championships. He said when he went to say hello to Tom Brady, he just turned to putty.
I made a mistake, Jimmy.
What?
I looked Tom Brady in the eyes.
All right. You cast a spell.
All right. I'm looking at these guys, and all of a sudden, I look at Gronk, and then Tom Brady's like right here, and I look him in the eyes. And I said, damn, you a pretty man. That's what I was thinking to myself. And I got so embarrassed, I started turning my head to talk to him. Like, I was like, hey, Tom, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
You didn't want to fall in love. You didn't want to lock eyes.
I see why he scored them touchdowns, because those defenses are looking at his eyes. They get mesmerized.
So there awesome. You go. He's got him. A secret weapon. Mm-hmm. He's pretty from afar, so I can only imagine. There are a lot of people you see on television and you think they look hot, and then you meet them in person and you're like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You look even better. Apparently that is true for Tom Brady. I think that also shows, that straight men do fall in love with other straight men.
Straight guys have guy crushes on guys all the time.
I know. I suffer from it. Straight guys are constantly.
It's an affliction.
Yeah. They're always falling
for
me.
You and Heclina.
No, Heclina. Heclina falls for them.
Opposite, yeah.
Uh-huh. They fall for me. Hey, a dead mouse. Hey, do you know, first of all, Shan, do you know what Twitch is?
Twitch?
Yeah.
A new,
like a gaming. It's like a gaming
it's a new video
website
platform.
Or whatever.
I was like, is that a dating app?
No, it's a video game platform. Anyway, dead mouse is in trouble and has been suspended from Twitch. Can't play his video games right now because he refuses to apologize for using a homophobic slur while streaming on Twitch. Now, he said there is a double standard with Twitch, and he can't believe he has been blocked from communicating with his 500,000 Twitch followers. I can't even keep up. I'm just on Instagram. I can't be on Twitch, too, and have you got followers on this thing. And you
shout out your Instagram, because we need to get you to 10K.
That Greg 997. I need to get to 10K this month, so come on.
Get it.
Take me to 10K.
Fernando, that for real, Greg. I'm trying to get to 7.
Okay,
and I meant 7 followers.
Shanberries.
You're not supposed to be shouting out your Shan.
Yeah, you got a million, Shan.
I can use a million.
That Greg 997, and I do not use any homophobic slurs on mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to post a photo, if this makes you follow me, of my mom in coochie cutters.
Oh.
I'm going to post that today.
I'm a double follow. Can you double follow?
That my cousin just sent me from my high school graduation. So not only do you get to see me on my graduation day from high school, but you get to see Ginger and hot pink coochie cutters. Now, don't you want to follow that, Greg 997?
Yes.
Or that?
Double right. tap.
Anyway, back to Dead Mouse. Back to Dead Mouse.
Yes.
He says that it is unfair. People use, you know, language like that all the time on these video games. Have you ever gone and watched any of these kids playing video games?
Yes.
They make YouTube videos. And they're like, have the headphones, and they call each other these horrible, N-word, the F-word.
Uh-huh.
Parents, do you go into your kids' room and hear them screaming this profanity out when they're playing this game?
It's not even like kids. It's adults.
No,
it's like
there
grown
are tons
men
of
and
kids.
Women.
You will, like, I've watched these 12. They're 12. And they are throwing every F-bomb, N-bomb while they're playing the video games. And I'm like, whoa. How are you getting away with this in your house?
Mm-mm.
Like, don't your parents hear that and come busting in and slap you into next week? I don't know what's going on these video games. But Deadmau5 says he will not apologize for using the F-word. And he's leaving Twitch for good if they don't. So... He's leaving a platform I didn't even know existed. Yeah, that's how far behind I am. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls,
I'm all over it.
We're paying your bills, and we're doing it all day on the 20s. We've doubled the money, so you really need to get in on this. 997now.com so we can pay your bills.